What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, the latest edition of the college football playoff rankings are out. We're heading to the conference championship games at the end of the week and into the weekend, and then we will have the final rankings, the bracket released on Sunday. Joining us right now to talk about what we've seen, what we can expect to see the rest of this week, and maybe even further than that, is someone who covers all things college athletics. You can catch all of his work covering all things brackets, both on the basketball side and football side, at palmbrackets.com. Welcome back to the show, Jerry Palm. Jerry, appreciate you, man.
Hey, how's it going?
Very well. I mean, we just saw the rankings. My producer, Botcher, and I just kind of went through some of the lineup and the changes and trying to figure things out. Are there any surprises here from what you see?
Well, there's something historic. It's never happened before in the history of these rankings, and that is that a team is going to finish ahead of another team that not only beat it, but had a better record. And that is Texas at 13 and Vanderbilt at 14. Vanderbilt 10-2, Texas 9-3. And the reason for that is that because Vanderbilt beat Texas. That's something that hasn't happened before. I'm not even sure that the situation we have with Miami and Notre Dame has happened before off the top of my head. It might have, where they both have the same record and the team that lost the game between them is ahead. And that's also going to be the case, whether it's the first time or not. So this committee is breaking a few norms. And I guess that's okay. Although if you're Vanderbilt, you can't be too happy about this.
Well, Jerry, let me ask you about, you talk about not being happy. Miami is getting a lot of the attention. Are they basically screwed out of making the playoff now that we know
they're not going to make the playoff? I don't really see a scenario where they make the playoff unless the committee changes their mind. You know, they're not playing. Notre Dame's not playing. The committee is reluctant to move teams that aren't playing past each other. So, on championship weekend. So, yeah, I mean, now maybe that's another norm they'll break. Who knows? They'd have to be, obviously, they've been looking at these teams, close together now for 3 weeks, and, they're not seeing it. So I don't know what's going to happen this week to make them see it.
Yeah, Jerry Palm is here with us from palmbrackets.com. Well, we know they would have gotten a chance or an opportunity if they were in the ACC championship game. Miami has been telling everybody who listened that the process and the system needs to change. I mean, we're over here looking at Duke, in that championship game. Is that something that you think they're going to go ahead and change in their conference in the future?
And have it go come down to something other than tiebreaker? Change it so it's a higher-ranked team, I guess? Is that what they're asking for?
Yeah,
they're asking for.
It's like the fifth different tiebreaker before we could even get anywhere, and it's about Duke's strength of schedule with the teams that they beat outside of conference.
They didn't beat anybody outside of the only team. They only have a win over an FCS team outside the conference. Duke. I mean, that's why they have five losses. They were 6-2 in the league. They lost to all three of their FBS opponents outside the league. So non-conference performance didn't get them where they are. And by the way, at the bottom of these rankings, you'll notice that North Texas is 24 now, and James Madison is 25, and then Tulane is still up there. Did they get all the way to 20 or even higher? So what that means is the American champion, Tulane or North Texas, will definitely get an AQ. But also, even if Duke wins, there's no guarantee they'll get higher in the rankings than James Madison. And you could have James Madison and the American champion in the playoff and the ACC left out, at least in terms of an AQ.
And Jerry Palm is here with us from palmbrackets.com. You want to talk about a team that, well, God bless them, they didn't get destroyed in the rankings. There was a thought that that might be the case, knowing that Lane Kiffin left. Ole Miss is actually sitting here at the sixth spot. Wouldn't that be a nice story if they were able to continue going on a run? They didn't get punished here, knowing that Lane left. What are your thoughts there?
They shouldn't be. Yeah, he's just the coach. He doesn't suit up. You know, the guy, the player, is still there. They're still being coached by most of that staff. You know, it's. I don't think that that's something that should even be considered. And it doesn't look like it was. So, you know, you can't punish the players if the coach left. That's just the nature of college football. Now, if the team is all leaving with him at the same time, you know, transfer portal opens before the playoffs, which I don't think it does. You know, then, you know, that's one thing, but can't do anything about it once the bracket's set.
Well, we know Ole Miss is sitting here at six. Texas A&M, after taking that defeat at Texas, they're at number seven. And then we have the Sooners, who happen to be in front of Alabama as well as Notre Dame. What are your thoughts on the Sooners sitting in front of both Alabama and ND?
Well, they beat Alabama at Alabama, so, you know, that I have no problem with that. Alabama should probably be ahead of Notre Dame anyway, just because of strength of schedule. And they pass them this week, even though Alabama beat Auburn, which is not one of the stronger teams on their schedule, although obviously an intense game with an intense rivalry. And Notre Dame also won pretty comfortably against one of the lesser teams on their schedule. So I guess that had something to do with it. But I think that, you know, the winner of the Alabama-Georgia game is obviously an AQ, but I think the loser is probably in as well, unless it's Alabama getting beat and they just get crushed.
Well, we know heading into this weekend, speaking of the conference championships, we're also going to see BYU going to try to win and set themselves as a guarantee to get in. We know that their coach, speaking of coaches, moving or not moving, Satake is going to stick around at BYU. What are some other games with some big implications you're paying attention to this weekend? BYU is obviously there with Texas Tech. What are you?
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking forward to.
Yeah, well, that one's interesting, because if BYU wins, it could knock Notre Dame out. Because Texas Tech is probably staying in the playoff as well. So that would be, you know, because right now Notre Dame, I believe, is in the last at-large spot in the bracket. But if BYU wins and Texas Tech becomes the last at-large, that could push Notre Dame out of the bracket, and maybe they could play Miami in a bowl game and settle the whole thing again.
Possibly. Jerry Palm is here with us from palmbrackets.com. Knowing that this is now the second year that we've moved into this 12-team format, are there any adjustments that you see that need to be made, given that we now have a larger field?
Well, no. I mean, I think it's fine. I think it would be good if there was somewhat consistent application of the standards, you know, that they talk about. And it's, you know, it's you know, ranking these teams is somewhat nebulous, right? You know, head-to-head normally means something until it doesn't. We have two cases in these rankings where it doesn't. That probably one we've never seen before, one we may have seen before. I don't remember off the top of my head, but, you know, it's just kind of crazy that, you know, head-to-head matters until it doesn't. And that's, I guess I don't understand. I would like an explanation for that. And I'm fine with head-to-head not being the end-all be-all. But it just seems to me that it either should be a tiebreaker type of thing, or it shouldn't, and then just tell us that it's not. You know, that it doesn't really mean that much.
Hmm. Well, isn't that always going to be the case? We stick a bunch of humans in a room and everybody has affiliation to a team and everybody has to figure things out. Isn't it always going to be flawed to a certain degree?
Well, I don't know about flaws, I suppose, but you're going to get different opinions, that's for sure. I mean, we see it in basketball, but basketball is different because you're talking about so many more teams. And, every conference gets an AQ, and you have a lot of at-large teams. It's just such a different system. It's similar, but it's different. And head-to-head means almost nothing in terms of the NCAA tournament selection process. They don't even talk about, one game out of 32 or 33 that you may have played as any sort of decisive thing. So in that sense, they're different, whereas in football, it tends to mean more.
And Jerry Palm is here with us from palmbrackets.com. We talked about the bottom, the possibility of even seeing a JMU here at the end. We know at the top four, or at least the top three, it doesn't appear that Ohio State is moving. Doesn't look like Indiana is going to move. I know they have to go at each other at the Big Ten championship game. What are your thoughts on how things could shake out on those top four teams that get a bye?
Yeah, so I think Ohio State and Indiana are both getting a bye. I think they could stay 1-2 if the game is competitive. And then the number three team is probably the SEC champ. And Texas Tech, if they win, is probably number four. I don't really, if BYU wins, then you have me open the door for Oregon to get into that top five. But and BYU could just go flying by them, too, if they win. So that fourth spot could be up for grabs if there are upsets. But Ohio State and Indiana are most likely going to be 1-2. They're both getting byes, even if it's not 1-2. And the SEC champion is probably going to get a bye as well, even if it's Alabama. I mean, it's a kind of a big move up the standard or the standings to get to a bye. But, they'd be 11-2 with four or five wins over teams in the rankings, two of which are Georgia. They'd have a pretty strong case with the strength of their schedule, even with two losses, to be number four.
Well, I still can't believe we're already here at the conference championship weekend. The regular season is done. We're going to find out what the bracket looks like on Sunday. Is there a team, after everything you've seen over the past couple of months, is there a team that you look at and go, they're my favorite?
Yeah, Ohio State. Yeah, they have everything on both sides of the ball. The one thing that they're going to have that's a problem is a bye, because the byes I don't think really help much in the college football playoffs because they're so long between games, including the holidays.
Yeah,
it's kind of hard to pick back up, and we saw a little of that last year. But Ohio State, to me, looks like the best team, and it's going to take a special effort from someone to knock them off.
Jerry, we may see somebody going on a long-term bye sooner than later. It's been reported that Bill Belichick is, he's at minimum going to be sticking around for one more year. What are your thoughts on that, what we saw this season and what we could expect next?
Well, he's got to get better players, I guess. It's funny. You would think that the name Bill Belichick would attract a crowd, right? But it didn't appear that it did, or at least not good enough players to compete in this league. But then, there's an adjustment for him going from pro football to college football. It's not the same. And it is more not the same off the field than it is on, but it's not the same on the field either. So, maybe now that he's got a year under his belt, he'll be better prepared to put a better product on the field this coming season.
Yeah, hopefully less distractions off the field as well. Good luck on that one. Hey, Jerry, we appreciate your expertise as always. Tell everybody where they can follow you and all of your work as we get down to the nitty-gritty here.
Yeah, it's palmbrackets.com. It's basically two halves of the site, one for college football, which, of course, is wrapping up this week, and in terms of getting the playoff put together. And then college basketball, I've got a preseason bracket up, and obviously we're 3 weeks or so into the season now, so it'll be time to do another one here pretty soon. But, it's college basketball is getting ramped up, so I'll be busy with that until April.
Yeah, all things college. Enjoy the football while we have it. We're going to blink and it's going to be gone. Hey, Jerry, we appreciate the time, okay?
All right, thank you.
No doubt about it. Thank you so much to Jerry Palm, palmbrackets.com, taking some time to break down the latest college football playoff rankings. We're heading towards all the championship games, and then we're going to have the official bracket. Who's in? Who's out? We're going to find out on Sunday.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.